Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to Cookin' Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Car of the Week. From the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest, run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. This idea of trading a head coach, to some it may seem ridiculous, but the history of the league tells us it's a somewhat common occurrence for how weird it seems. Ron, let me read off some of these guys that have been traded. Don Shula in 1970. By the way, this worked out really well for the teams that traded for coaches almost all the time. They poached him from the Colts. The league originally said, you know, no problem. They just poached him. But then they said, now it's got to be a trade. And they had to send a first-round pick, the Dolphins did, for tampering. They sent it to Baltimore. So that was ruled a trade. Pretty good one. Bill Parcells, the Jets, found a way to hire him after his Patriots tenure. They traded first, second, third, and fourth-round picks to Parcells, who in no short order had them in an AFC title game in Denver. Mike Holmgren, Seahawks, trade for him from the Packers for a second-round pick. He gets Seattle to a Super Bowl. Bill Belichick, the most famous example of all. Patriots send first, fourth, and fifth-round picks to the Jets for Belichick. That turned out fairly well. Here's another good one, John Gruden. The Buccaneers trade two first-round picks, two second-round picks, and $8 million to the Raiders. They win a Super Bowl with Gruden. Herm Edwards, a fourth-round pick. The Chiefs traded a fourth-round pick to the Jets.
You get what you pay
exactly.
For.
You play to win the game.
He didn't have a good tenure in Kansas City after that trade, 15-33. Bruce Arians steps down with the Cardinals, still under contract, so Tampa Bay sends a sixth-round pick to the Cardinals.
Worked out well.
He wins the Super Bowl. So that leads us to...
Can I jump in here one thing?
Yeah.
A Pittsburgh team made one of these deals.
Chuck Tanner.
The Oakland Athletics, right?
Yes, and that turned out pretty well.
Manny Sanguian, I think, was...
Yes. I think so.
Chuck Tanner was traded for, or was it Oakland or was it the White Sox? I think it was Oakland. I think he went from the White Sox to Oakland.
Yes.
And then Oakland traded him here. Won maybe the last World Series that'll ever happen.
That we'll ever
see.
Maybe. Yes. Also a famous NFL trade that was on the table that didn't happen. 2014, Albert Breer reported that the Browns were going to trade a couple of picks for Jim Harbaugh from the 49ers. Harbaugh himself vetoed the trade and went to Michigan. Leads us all up to two things. One is Sean Payton going to Denver, and Denver gives up, what, a first-round pick, a second-round pick?
And then they get a third round back in addition to Payton.
So they gave up a lot, and of course, that leads us to talk of Mike Tomlin. Why wouldn't it? That's no insult to Tomlin.
No.
That's a compliment to Tomlin, the same as in the end, it was really a compliment to Tomlin, although he didn't take it that way, when people asked him about a college job. Would he take a college job? The same way Cowher was asked about college jobs. Andy Reid was asked about college jobs. Sean Payton. They ask about college jobs because they want to know if you're going to take more money. That's not an insult.
What was his answer?
You don't ask those guys about that.
You never say never, but never.
And yes, but never. So, I ask you, you two, the world at large, would you ever consider trading Mike Tomlin? And before you answer, let's go to Jerry Dulac's chat, where a man named IUP Dave weighs in. Perhaps he knows Joe Lombardi.
Or Ricky Monster.
Or Ricky Monster, or Joe Lenardi, he may know.
Now, wait a minute. Is there a hello, Jerry?
No, it starts out.
Come on, I'd be polite here, will you?
Well, this one starts out, Mr. Dulac.
Okay, that's polite. That's a form of respect, yeah.
Is it?
Absolutely, that's respectful.
Falsy, Mr. Dulac, period?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a respectful greeting. I thought you were going to say he had no greeting.
No, Mr. Dulac. Is it likely you will get several? It's likely you will get several questions on this topic. But if any team would give you a first and just 1 second round pick for Mike Tomlin, would you consider this trade? I would expect Dulac, like he does with some other questions in this and every mailbag, to come back with a beautifully sarcastic comment or say something like,
"You're an idiot.
You've lost your mind."
But the other way of doing it is pay the man, right? That's when he likes the question.
Or in this instance, and again, the question was, if any team would give you a first and just 1 second round pick for Tomlin, would you consider the trade? Dulac's answer? The Steelers wouldn't. Wow.
Didn't answer the question himself.
I'm with Jerry.
By extension, he certainly did and said he would consider that, Ron. That's the way I read that answer.
No, I do too, but I think his point is the Steelers absolutely wouldn't make that deal.
But they didn't ask about the Steelers. He asked Mr. Dulac.
He could have said, you're idiot, stupid, whatever. No, Pompeiani calls me
would
stupid.
Would you, Jerry Dulac, consider this trade? Jerry said the Steelers wouldn't, which by extension indicates that Jerry would. That's what I read into that. Would you too? Would you consider this year, or if obviously this is hypothetical this year, he's not going anywhere. I'm saying, would you consider it? And if they had another 9-8 season next year and extended the non-losing streak but didn't win a playoff game, would you then consider trading Tomlin? Would this be on your radar if you were Art Rooney?
I'd have to look at all possibilities. Now, we had a caller yesterday because we talked about this topic yesterday that said Tomlin would never agree to it, that he'd quit and go to a broadcast booth, that he has too much pride to be traded. I don't know if that's true or not. I would absolutely have to consider it, yes.
I certainly wouldn't hang up on the team that would offer me that trade. The only thing that would hold me back is the fact that there's a rookie quarterback who's going into his second year, and do I want to upset the apple cart, if you will, with bringing in a new coaching staff, really? Because if you're going to get rid of Mike Tomlin, I mean, is Matt Canada going to stay with that new head coach?
The new head coach would come in here, and before he signed his deal, fire Matt Canada.
Right. So the whole coaching staff would be different.
That is probably the order of events.
He would say,
I will not sign until
he's
gone.
Yeah, exactly. The first contingent of me coming in here is you have to get rid of that guy. So, yeah, I'm with you guys. Of course I would consider this. At no insult to Tomlin. At no insult to Tomlin. Don Shula, Bill Parcells, John Gruden, Sean Payton. What are we talking about here? They only want to trade, make the unusual move to trade for you if they like you and love you and think you're a great coach.
And if it's a top 15 first-round pick?
Yes. I'd want two first-round picks. That's what I'd ask for. If you're willing to call me and you want to trade for my head coach, you must want him real bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll take two firsts.
Sweeten the offer a little bit.
Yes, I would consider this. If Jim Irsay calls me tomorrow and says, you know what, I've rethought on Jeff Saturday, I don't think he's going to be the next Vince Lombardi. Would you guys trade me Tomlin for two first-round picks?
First-round picks would be really hard to turn down.
I'd say yes, but you have to take Matt Canada.
Right. Please take a package deal.
Well, no, but I think, like you said, you get a new coach, Canada's not here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm kidding on that one. I would say yes.
Because this team is not that far away from, I mean, they're a couple of playmakers away from.
Really? When you look at the Bengals and that.
It depends on Kenny Pickett.
Oh, of course it does.
But if you believe that what he showed at the end of the season is real and that he's only going to get better from here, then yeah, you've got a chance.
It's hard for me to believe that Art Rooney is sitting there with his own thoughts, saying to himself, I have the kind of staff that is going to bring out the absolute best in our young quarterback. He just can't be. Maybe I'm wrong, but Matt Canada's the best guy out there. A defensive-minded head coach is the best guy out there.
Well, I go back those to how he together? Didn't damn him with praise when he said, you know, who knows, we'd have to bring somebody else and start over. It could be worse. That's not the endorsement that you want. We're keeping him because he's outstanding. Yeah. He's going to do great things with our young quarterback. Not as opposed, we don't want to start over because it could be worse.
Right. And again, first of all, the Jags would be a great example of not living in your fears. They brought in an entirely new staff this year, new head coach, new coordinator, new everybody. And their quarterback got appreciably better and started to fulfill his potential.
They could only go up from what they did, though. They made a humongous, gigantic mistake before that.
True, but they brought in a whole new regime, and their quarterback is suddenly really good.
The other part of that, though, Joe, is he was Trevor Lawrence was the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
In his third year, would he not have gotten better no matter who was around him? Just by experience alone.
Second year.
And with his pedigree.
Yeah.
Would he have not gotten a lot better?
I don't know.
I'm thinking he would have because he's that skilled.
With Urban Meyer?
Maybe not him.
To me, it's proof that you can change your entire regime and not affect a really good quarterback. So are the Eagles, by the way. The Eagles have gone from Andy Reid Super Bowl, Doug Peterson Super Bowl, Nick Sirianni Super Bowl. You know?
Yeah. Right.
They're the best example of it, really.
I like what the Broncos do. The Broncos and the Steelers are among the all-time leaders in appearances in championship games. They've appeared in the same number of Super Bowls. The Steelers have won more Super Bowls than the Broncos, but I admire the Broncos organization too. They prove that you can do it a different way. They go out and try and get high-profile guys and go for broke and change a lot. Shanahan was there for a long time. Kind of like the way Andy Reid was in Kansas City. They bring in Peyton Manning. People thought they were nuts. He's got a neck injury. What are you doing? They win with him and Kubiak. They try to bring in Russell Wilson. Will it work out? I don't know. They bring in Nate Hackett, and it doesn't work, and they get rid of him, and they move on. Now they trade for Peyton. You know, there's different ways to do this. And it's been a while since the Steelers could point to hardcore evidence and say our way is better than a lot of people, unless the non-losing streak to you is proof of that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I wrote about this the other day. The Steelers' way has become very old and antiquated for me.
See, I think the Steelers would hear that and they would say those teams are just chasing what we already have. They're chasing the stable coach, you know, the guy that we know that we can win with. So we're going to keep him.
Right.
But win what?
But they're not, though. The Eagles get rid of guys on their first losing season. Their last couple coaches.
Should they have ever gotten rid of Doug Peterson, though?
What does it look to you like now?
Well, yes, they found Sirianni. It's been unbelievable. But Peterson's also winning in Jacksonville. He's a really good coach.
And Andy Reid they got rid of, and he's in the Super Bowl.
Right. So, I guess it's a credit to them for finding these guys.
Yeah, they're the ultimate proof that there's lots of coaches out there that you can win with. Right? Yeah. Lots of guys.
We're not talking rocket scientists here. We're talking football.
Football coaches.
Right.
Yeah. So, I would trade Tomlin. I would think about that for sure. I think it's actually something that they should consider. Definitely after next season, if they don't win a playoff game again, or if they're, you know, they could have a season where they won 12 games and then played a great game against Kansas City or whatever and lost, and that would be a good year. But if they have another 9-8 season and somebody comes a-calling, or if Jim Irsay has a change of heart and simply gives me a call and says, we love Mike Tomlin, would you trade for him right now? I would consider it, Ron.
A lot of people thought Carolina might try to push for
Tepper,
Tomlin, because Tepper knows him.
We don't know that they didn't, right?
Maybe. They haven't. They hire anybody? Who'd they hire? What open is there still? The Colts are still open, right? Are the Panthers still open? No, they hired. They didn't hire Steve Wilkes. They hired. Who did they hire?
I forget.
Come on.
You brought it up, Ron.
I know. Now I got a mental block. Here.
Frank Reich.
Frank
Reich.
There you go.
That's
there
who
you
they
go.
Hired. That's exactly right. So there's still openings in Denver. Or not Denver.
Not Denver.
They're still opening. I know. There's not openings.
Indy's open, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And there's one more, right?
Houston, Cardinals.
Cardinals. Houston got their man. Denver got their man. The Cardinals.
They call me up and say two first-round picks for Mike Tomlin. I'm doing it.
Going back to that, though, I think this is another example of them living in their fears, because there probably is a thought that, well, Mike Tomlin, if he goes somewhere else, he's going to win. He's going to win somewhere else. Well, Andy Reid's won other places.
It's okay
Doug,
if they Doug win
Peterson's
somewhere else.
Won other places.
If you get two number one picks, it help you win. That's okay.
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy's done a little bit of winning, at least. We're in his new place, right? He got him to the playoffs a couple times.
So what if he wins elsewhere? As long as you win.
Yes. That's exactly right. I agree with that. Every single one of those guys that people traded for, except for Herm Edwards, won, and in some cases big, at their new place. There's nothing wrong with that. But I was surprised that Dulac seemed to at least endorse the idea that he would think about it.
He didn't say no, did he?
He didn't say no. 412-928-9370. I promised you an events list in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you said it was a real treat.
It's a treat that you wouldn't believe, Ron. And I'm going to ask these fine gentlemen which one they would go to. But I would bet people would call in about this Tomlin trade. Not that it's happening. The idea of a Tomlin trade.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.